Reach your educational goals faster by taking an 8-week class at Ivy Tech Community College Lafayette. 8-week classes begin March 19th and end May 12th. Earn credits towards an associate degree or certificate and step into a high-paying, in-demand job. Or transfer your credits towards a bachelor's degree at Purdue, IU, Ball State, or Indiana State. Visit the Ivy Tech campus in Frankfort at 251 East Clinton Street or call 765-659-4687 for more information.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade Kitchens, for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance. We're your shield and your shelter, one of our fine sponsors. The rest include Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, makers of Indiana Kitchen Premium Pork Products, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant in Clinton County, DailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Joining me in the studio this half hour is Todd Corey, General Manager for the USB, and also Mike Kelly, the President. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Let's jump right into it. Usually I've got a few questions, but you've got a few statements here.
Yeah, that's Mike, and I'd like to start by we have always wondered about things. What's going on? We made some changes in the billing office, opened on a holiday to see how that would work out. And so what we found out was that that was a good move. Mm-hmm. We had right at 160 customers walk in on the holiday. Had a staff that was really happy because while that's a large number, it's a little less than a normal day. So not only were they able to handle the customers, they also were able to take care of some of the backlog stuff that need to be caught up.
Things you they get also, done when nobody's around, yeah.
They also had an opportunity to not have a gigantic stack of mail waiting on Tuesday morning where they're trying to pick up all the stuff that's happened while they weren't there. So it worked out very well. They were very happy. And then along the same line, we'd ask the billing manager to give us some idea just what kind of things happen in the billing office in the course of a period of time. And so she looked at 29 days of service for customers. And I just want to share some of what she found with in that time, they opened 76 new accounts. Now, 75 of them were for the apartment complex downtown. Those people are all, those apartments are all on meters now and paying the bills. They had 31 new utility customers. They set up 21 returning customers. They processed 10 transfers. They handled 179 final acts sets, which means that someone is, they move from one place to another, they cut it off at the first house, move it in, put them on in a second. They finalized 45 accounts. They took 9,071 payments from customers, and this does not include payments made online or by mail. They processed 4,661 mail transactions. They dealt 9 miscellaneous billings, where like maybe a meter billing or something like that. They started 38 activates. They processed 16 turnoffs, ordered 145 electric meter rereads and 174 rereads. Especially the water was heavy in rereads because of the snow. A lot of times those had to be estimated. Yeah. Also, there are some time, and if a customer feels that their bill is not right because of a meter reading, please, we encourage them to call the office and ask for it to be reread, because sometimes there's a leak or whatever. It's important that we mm-hmm. know that, and important that the owner knows that too. They generated 12,482 bills and 2,418 disconnect notices in that 29-day period of time.
Hmm.
Of those disconnect notices, only 178 customers were actually disconnected, and of those, 133 had already been reconnected. So there's a fee for that,
sure.
A lot of people. That's a lot of things to process in the course of 29 days.
1 month, right?
Yeah. Right. Returned 22 checks for insufficient funds. Had 751 people pay online, processed 1,543 authorized payment debits. That's where someone gives them the permission to go to their bank account and take it out automatically.
Sure.
That's, by the way, there is no fee for that, so that is a good way to do that. Many of the people who were using credit cards, which there is a fee for, have changed to that method so that they don't have that little extra fee. They took 2,881 phone calls. That's in 29 days. That averages about 99 calls a day.
Wow!
And we all know that no one calls and just speaks for a minute.
Right,
so,
right.
These ladies and these people, this staff at the billing office is, we commended after their hearing this. We commended them for their work and also, this is also many times working with people who are not real happy about what you're talking with them about.
They're not always in their best moods, are they?
Right. And the ladies and the staff there really make a concerted effort to make customer service our main priority. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today. We're a customer service organization. And if you have anything that you don't like about a billing, something you see that's got utility related, call either the billing office or the department that you think maybe, and we'll look into it. We really want to try to make it a customer friendly atmosphere.
A lot of times people just want to be heard, right?
That's right.
You know, even that. And if you have a courteous person on the other line trying to keep everything calm and good, that just, it usually works out.
Yeah. It helps, but that's not normally going to happen.
So that's why I wanted to share with you today.
Well, that's good information. We appreciate you putting those numbers together for us too. And that's not the first time I've heard you talk about the ladies and gentlemen in the office, how good a job they do. So
it's brutal just dealing with the public, you know.
Yeah.
And just the sheer number of people that come through the door, because one of the things we have looked at over the years is moving the billing office to make it more efficient somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things has been we have the data, what we call the data center out by the electric department, and it's a long, windy road and everything, and thinking, you know what, if we, depending on what's going on with our infrastructure and stuff, how many trucks we have coming in and out of there, is it really a safe environment? But now looking at these numbers to know that over 9,000 people came through the door
mm-hmm.
in 6 weeks,
yep.
we cannot allow that much foot traffic or car traffic to be coming in out to where we have the big trucks coming in, because another way into it is back from the north side, which our street department uses,
mm-hmm.
to that road. You know, if we have cars coming in and out, so those numbers really verify to us that we do need to, if and when, it's probably more of a when we do something with the billing office. We need to keep it centrally located.
Right.
Downtown's a great area because of the other activity that people do. They can go to the bank. There's two different banks,
right.
Three different banks right there. They go there, then they hit the billing office.
Right.
So that really solidifies the fact that we need to keep it in that area for things like that too. So, but those were staggering. To me, they were staggering numbers. I was really shocked.
And these, yeah, me too, on a couple of those that Mike had said. And, you know, these are still things you're learning just a year into this job too, right? You know,
yes.
So you're kind of dealing with these things as well. So.
Yes. The other thing that, before I get into some stuff about the electric rates, some other interesting information here, we have a superintendent that will be retiring next week. And you want to pick that up, Mike,
as the president of
our staff here?
Sure. Ed Laughlin, who was the superintendent of the sewer maintenance department, is retired, I believe it was at the end of this month. And we honored him with the presentation of a clock the other night at the board meeting. Ed has just been one of those guys that has just jumped in and helped whenever needed in any department. If the electric needed something, Ed would help out there, the water. Ed has been, he went to work there after high school, I believe he told me, and it was a life career for him. And,
wow.
And we will miss his expertise. We'll miss his jovialness. And he also says he'll be able to join me on the golf course now.
Hey, there you go, right? There's a bonus. Yeah. And, you know, you don't have utility guys like that anymore, right?
Right.
Who could step in and do other things, you know?
Well, we have some other people that do the same thing.
Good.
And there's some cross-training going on.
Yeah. But, Ed, what was it, 1980?
Okay.
He started working for the city.
And, very good. And, well, congratulations to him.
Yes. Yes. It's a long career dealing with, sewer maintenance is not the most glamorous thing in the world.
Right.
I've been out on some job sites. But,
every time I've been on a site where Ed's been around and the guys that work with Ed, it's always muddy and ugly and,
yeah.
And dirty and wet.
Yes.
So they don't. And there was an incident a couple of years ago. It happened in December at Christmas time, and we took those people away from their families at Christmas time because we had a very serious leak of sewage there, and Ed was right in there, right in the hole with everybody. So.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful man, and we'll miss him.
Todd, what else you got over there?
Well, here in the last week or so, there's been some rumblings about utility bills, and especially on the electric side of things, where people's bills have been going extremely high. And there's some I have some concerns with the way that it's getting out there, is getting out there from a public official too, and saying that our bills are way out of whack. But what I have done is gone back. Last year we implemented a rate increase. It took us almost a year to get that completely done because the process got slowed down in too many different ways, and found out some information that was reported was incorrect. So it took us longer than we had anticipated. So with that being said, we knew when we implemented it back in July and August is when the new bill started going out in August that there would be approximately a 10% increase in our power. And then in January, because we have to go through every quarter and submit documentation, and we have a professional that figures our tracker factor.
Right.
Last year at this time, it was up around a nickel per kilowatt was a tracker factor because we had not had a rate increase in over 20 years. So this tracker factor made up for our costs. It was an offset in cost to us. When we got our new rates, the tracker factor went to a zero, but we still have to send this information in. Then we have to send it to the RURC because we're regulated on that. If our costs go down, we cannot keep our price at the same in keep making more and more money. We're regulated on how much money we can make off of power. And so in January of this year, we went into a negative tracker factor for January, February, and March. And we already have now the numbers for April, May, and June for the next quarter, and it's actually going to go down again. Not much, but it's going to, but it is going in the negative number because of our power costs are coming down. But with that being said, I had the billing office just pull a bill, and it came out to be where it's 1,000, the usage is 1,000 kilowatts. And this bill was, we ran it to what our numbers were before our price increase or our rate increase, and the power for 1,000 or the cost for 1,000 kilowatts last year before the rate increase took effect would have been $96.48. So in taking that same bill to after we implemented the new rates, that bill for the same 1,000 kilowatts went to $107.02, which is a 9.9% increase, mm-hmm. right to where we were saying for almost a year.
You've been telling people,
that
people right here,
that that's
right?
where it was going to be.
Yep.
Now we're being told that the power, the electric is way high, and it's not right. Well, okay, you go through January or December, which was very cold.
Sure.
And people don't realize Christmas decorations are very, very expensive to mm-hmm. run.
Yep.
You know, and with that being said, you got to look at what your usage is, because we cannot adjust the prices. The only time we can adjust the price on electricity is every 4 months, and it's regulated. We're being told what that price is going to be.
Exactly.
So now, if you go from January or December to January, which we had a negative tracker factor, the same bill for 1,000 kilowatts would have came down to $101.35, which is 4.9% decrease from January. So if your bills have gone up on the electric side, it's because you've used more. And
right.
if you use more, you've got to pay for more.
That's simple math that even I can understand.
Yes. So it was actually a $6 decrease from December to January for the exact same amount of power. So if your bills are going up, it is because you are using more. And if you use more, then we use more. We have to pay for more
right.
and everybody else. But we cannot adjust prices. It's not like gasoline.
Right.
We can't adjust them on a day-to-day or hour-to-hour basis. We can only adjust them every quarter, and we're being told by the state what that number is going to be.
And every month, because you've been in your position almost as long as I've been in my position, every month since I've been here, you've been coming in, and we've been talking about this the last 4 or 5 months. So
yes, and
if it was going up $50, there might be a question or something. But I mean, I'm not seeing the issue here.
Yeah, but it's can and people, yes, their bills will go up because you use more. And I don't think people really realize how much it does cost to run Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
My wife loves the Christmas season.
Sure.
She loves to decorate, and I think we had a Christmas tree in every room of the house, and that bill was huge. But
yeah.
You know what? If that's what you want to do and that you enjoy it, so be it.
Sure.
But our costs have not changed, other than we are now less than what we were. So people really should be it's fortunate that there was actually a decrease
right
starting right now, and there will be another one that goes for the next 3 months as well. So the price of that has come down, but from this time last year, they're still up. It's 5%, basically 5% more than what it was at this time last year, which is still better than a 10% higher than what it was at this time last year.
So maybe a little misinformation or misunderstanding, but again, we want to remind people, your guys' door is open, right?
You
can call and talk to you. You don't have to throw it on social media or start talking about it over coffee or something.
Yeah,
that helps. It does help, and what's aggravating is that it comes from an elected official that has this out there. And it would have been nice if the elected official would have came to us to get this clarified before throwing this out there.
Well, professional courtesy, if nothing.
It would be nice, because I take it personally. This is my job.
Mm-hmm.
These people, everybody in the utilities, report to me. I take it personal. It falls back on them as well, because we don't know what's going on within our organization.
Right.
That's not true. I can give documentation after documentation with
yeah.
facts and facts. And I think that's probably what has me most upset, is the fact that the professional courtesy wasn't given to come and get a proper explanation to show the facts, because like I said, this is what I do for a career, and I take pride in what I do.
Yes. Absolutely.
I want to point out another thing. Sometimes when people talk about their utility bill or they talk about their electric bill, they're really talking about their utility bill.
Yeah, they're two separate things.
And it's two separate things. And there are a couple of other things that to play into this that makes people maybe think.
Good point.
One is there was an increase in sewage. It's
14 cents
per unit. Now, on my own personal bill, that meant I used 4 units, so I paid 56 cents more there. And also, from January of last year to January of this year, the trash fee also went from $10 to $12, which reflects a $2 increase. Mm-hmm. So if they're looking at the bottom line, there's more than just electricity there.
That's
there's
not
other
too
things.
Bad, too, is it?
Yeah. And so the other and also, if you use the minimum amount of electricity and are only being billed for the minimum amount,
right?
Yes, it does show a large increase because the basic service went from $4 to $8.
Correct.
So if you're just using the minimum, your bill did probably go up 100%.
Right.
But you were paying a lot less than what it cost us to get that to you in the first place.
To get it to you. Yeah. Exactly.
So, and again, we want to emphasize, if you have problems with billing service or whatever, call and we will be glad to help explain it or see if there's a problem. You know, some people, they don't watch their water bill real close and it goes from 4 units to, I had one go from 4 units to 8 units. And that's not normal.
That's not normal, right?
So, you know.
Something's wrong. Right?
Yeah, something's wrong.
That's not
so,
right.
and I opened the bill on a Sunday night, so I end up going over about 10 o'clock at night and opening up the water meter and looking and seeing that, well, it's going around and nobody's even using it. So I knew I had a leak. And it was a stool. It was inside. So.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those that happened, but it was in my yard. And, yeah, that's a little shocking when you get the bill on those. Those are kind of brutal. But anyway, you know, from the standpoint from the rest of the utilities, we've just got a lot going on. Springtime coming around right now. Wastewater is taking a big look at all the rain that came down. Got them going a little bit more out that way. So we're doing everything we can just dealing with right now with situations as they pop up. This time of the year, it gets cold, it gets warm, it gets cold. It's tough on water lines. A couple weeks ago, we had three different broken poles in within 3 hours from people hitting poles, and that was a long evening out there. It was one job took them. Well, we had two crews working on one job.
I remember that.
Two crews working on one job, and they had one of the crews had to pull off and go clear over past 421 to fix another one of people hitting. So it's been a process. So other than that, we're hoping that the springtime comes around and the storms are minimal from the electric side, but we're not anticipating that that's going to happen.
Us too. We just had a big insurance claim from that lightning strike back in November. We just got that hammered out.
Here. We did. We did. Same,
I think it was the same one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes. It was. Yours was a little more expensive, though.
We just got our ours all squared around last month ourselves. Finally,
yeah, me
on
too.
That one.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
Mike and Todd, thanks for coming in today.
We appreciate it, the opportunity to come here and let people know what's going on in the utilities.
All right. The door is always open. Todd, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. And we'll be back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the best windows in your home are the ones you don't even notice? Windows that don't stick. Windows that don't have cold air rushing in around them. They don't rattle in the wind or remind you how bad they are when you get your energy bill. The best windows in your house don't fog between the panes either. Have quiet enjoyment of your beautiful new windows from the window experts at Welty Custom Exteriors, serving all of central Indiana, from 800-466-7231. Welty Custom Exteriors.
Like most moms, you care about what goes into your grocery cart.
At Indiana Kitchen, we get it.
We have families too.
That's why, as a premium brand of bacon, ham, and fresh pork, we're proud to be a real Indiana company.
Because we can work closely with our surrounding Midwest farmers
to make sure our hardwood smoked bacon, tender hams, and wholesome fresh pork products are the highest quality.
From our kitchen to your kitchen, we're Indiana Kitchen Premium Pork Products.
Get to know us at indianakitchen.com.
After surgery, getting back on your feet isn't always easy. Milner Community Healthcare is here to support you throughout your recovery process. We offer the perfect environment for you to heal and get stronger. A speedy recovery and returning our patients home as quickly as possible are our primary goals. We're honored to be a quality-rated nursing facility and have served our community since 1971. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare for short-term rehabilitation.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information, as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave?
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Stop by and see Jennifer Ping at 1746 East Wabash Street in Frankfort, or call 765-654-7028.
Attention high school seniors. Encompass Credit Union has scholarships to help you out. High school seniors should visit www.encompasscu.org to find out how to qualify and apply for the Walter E. York Memorial Scholarship. The application deadline is quickly approaching. Encompass Credit Union is your community-minded financial institution with branches located in Tipton, Frankfort, and Elwood.
Community-minded, just like you.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
When you're looking for the best Mexican food around, you need to check out Pepe's Mexican Restaurant in Frankfort. Pepe's offers a great selection of daily lunch specials for just $5.99. If you crave the best fajitas in North Central Indiana, Pepe's is the place. That's Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, not south of the border, but south side of the square in downtown Frankfort. I have to try me some Pepe's. I've been kind of addicted to Johnny V's lately, but I have to try me some Pepe sometime. Welcome back to Party Line. My name's Kevin Keith, and today is February 22nd, the 53rd day of the year. Frank Woolworth, on this day in 1879, opened his first five-and-dime Woolworth store. That was in Utica, New York. In 1889, on this day, U.S. President Grover Cleveland signed a bill admitting North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Washington as U.S. states. In 1935, it became illegal for airplanes to fly over the White House. In 1980, I was 6 years old, but I remember hearing about this. The U.S. Olympic hockey team beat the heavily favored Soviets 4-3 in what became known as the Miracle on Ice. The U.S. squad went on to win the gold medal a few days later. Let's see, 1993 on this day, I remember this too, CBS announced David Letterman would remain in New York and broadcast from the Ed Sullivan Theater in Broadway. And it was in 2007 that three-time NBA league champion Dennis Johnson died after an apparent heart attack in Austin, Texas. I think he played with the Celtics. Remember watching him growing up, man, him and Larry Bird and Danny Ainge and all those guys. Dennis Johnson was only 52 when he passed away in 2007. Let's see. There were a couple other thingies right here I wanted to tell you about. Again, our community conversations on opiate awareness. The first one coming up this Monday, 4 p.m. upstairs at the Frankfort Library. Be there, okay? They'll be talking with law enforcement officials and also those of the judicial branch. And it all starts right there, friends. So, come out and ask your questions and voice your concerns. And if you've got something productive, bring it to us, right?
And then on March 19th, education and the impact of drugs on our schools. So there's the next couple coming up, and you'll be hearing about it here on WILO quite a bit, and also on our sister station, Shine 99 at 99.7 FM. Well, we're going to wrap up our Party Line program on this Thursday. Thank you for joining me, and thank you to the sponsors as well. They include Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Ivy Tech Community College, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, and Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 for more Party Line. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.